Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Is there a Mark's Jewelers? There is, rather. Of course there is. A Mark's Jewelers Minutes from Everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you give Kyle Schwarber a six-year deal is the Twitter question.
Wow.
What do you think the response is, Ike?
I would say the majority is saying no, 64%.
77.5%.
Yeah.
Say no?
You say no. The question is, if he signs one elsewhere, are people upset that he's gone? I think there's a difference between making the voting now
and
then seeing the news pop up from, you know, John Heyman,
right.
You know, just in Kyle Schwarber 6 years, you know, 198 to the Mets or something.
Well, the Mets would hurt.
The Mets would hurt.
I'm saying, we got to get enough votes here. Forward this to old Mr. Middleton.
Yes.
We get 6,000 votes. That's what got Harper here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know? So these Twitter polls, they're influential down there.
They could be. Yeah. They could be. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I think the fans are, I think the majority of fans want Kyle Schwarber back, but they want him back at a reasonable price in years.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so. Nobody, we were talking about 3 years
right.
5 months ago.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, I want Kyle Schwarber back. I just, when he starts getting a little, when you feel like it's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Because it's very likely he's never going to do what he did last year. And heading into last year, he was never touching 6 years, $190 million. Now, I think he's going to age pretty well.
I wonder what they offered him. You think they made him an offer in this, like the last spring before the season? They said the contract.
I think they tried. Yeah. I mean, they made him a last offer.
You think it was a reasonable one?
Well, apparently it was over the deal, over the years. I think they were at 3 and he wants 4.
And now he wants more than 4.
Well, now it's 5. Now it starts at 5.
Yeah. Starts at 5 years, $30 million a year.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy.
Starts at.
Yes.
Starts at.
Yes.
215-592-9494. It's Thursday. It's Fake Stats Connor with us. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm doing all right, although I'm on quite a slide right now, so that kind of sucks.
But. Well, it happens. Hey, you know?
It happens, man. You're not going to hit all of them.
Yeah, you get hot streaks and
regression
cold
happens.
Streaks. Yep, yep. So,
and we're pivoting, like I said. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so where are we at, big fella?
So tonight I'm pivoting off. I'm going to receptions. I like Jaden Higgins on the Texans. He's a rookie who's developed some chemistry with the backup quarterback right now. He's had two straight games of 7 targets each with 4 and 5 receptions. He's also hit this number 4 out of the last 6 and clearly taking the role of wide receiver 2. And with Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz getting plenty of attention, I like Jaden to go over this number. So 2.5 receptions for tonight.
Okay. I don't even know what the hell the game is. That's the first time I've even noticed what the game was tonight.
Yeah, 5.5 point favorite for the Bills. I do like them
Buffalo,
to win.
Houston.
I do like that spread.
Yeah.
So, you know, and Texans should be in a passing, you know, game script as the spread suggests, although a lot of people like the Texans defense. I've seen a lot of people on the Texans tonight, so I'm hoping we get a good game.
Yeah, I was going to say, number one defense.
Might be the only team in the NFL that's a tougher watch than the Eagles is the Houston Texans. Honestly.
Right. Well, Cleveland's got to be.
Oh, Cleveland's bad.
Yeah.
The only decent team,
yeah.
I would guess.
You're right. Yeah.
And you got anything for this weekend, Connor?
Yeah, for Sunday. I'm done with our offense for the time being, especially after A.J. Brown sold yet another over for me. So, especially on that play that Mayock didn't even want to talk about. That play sold me too as well. So, but I'm betting on our defense. I'm finding a way to bet on our defense since I can't do it the way I want to, and I'm taking Javonte Williams under 13.5 longest rush. Here's a stat for you, right? Real stats.
Yep.
Four out of the last 20 running backs have not hit this over against us, including the last nine straight. And over the last four games, we have allowed exactly zero explosive run plays.
Wow.
We're actually sixth on the season in explosive run plays, like ranked against all the teams.
It seems like that lines up exactly to the return of N'Kobe Dean, actually.
I was huge on him from the beginning of the season. There was people at points last year where a lot of people amongst the defensive analysts, not even just the bettors, that liked Dean better than Vaughn. So the Dean, I honestly rank just as – I just hope we have Vaughn and Dean for the rest, like, of their careers. More than anyone else, I love Dean.
So. Yeah. All right, Fake Seskin. Hopefully this gets you back on the winning side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get back on track. Let's get back to even at the very least. And for my perfect 10, by the way, I go Haley Williams out of Paramore. She's awesome.
Now that she is that is a good vote. Thank you, Face Stash Connor. There is something cool to a rock star.
Sure,
the rock star energy from
Haley Williams.
You're
probably a Paramore guy back in the day, weren't you?
My wife in chess bat.
Yep,
had the wrong Michaela for Yoshi. That was a soccer player.
Okay, you need the hockey player.
I seen her.
You found her.
Yeah,
and
she's definitely better than cute.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. my wife and I's first date was Paramore.
Definitely looked better than cute.
At the Electric Factory. So,
she didn't look like a hockey player, by the way.
Really?
I don't know what
I think she was a goalie.
She's an influencer now, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So, you know, we heard from Dan Orlovsky yesterday.
Yes.
Where he said the Eagles offense is not good enough to win the Super Bowl. Here is something that Dan Orlovsky said today.
What's going on with Hurts is so disingenuous and disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. And I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. All this dude does is literally everything that everybody begs every other quarterback to do or knocks them for not doing. This dude is 51-14 since 2022. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's won one. He's been the MVP essentially in both. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl last year. All he does is win. All he does is be obsessed with football and winning and doing what's best for the team. And we're just finding ways to knock him or take shots at him or report about this about him or that about him. We heard this stuff last year about him being disliked in the locker room. And he never wavers. He never flinches. And it's this constant attack. We kill guys. Joe Burrow, does he win enough? Dak Prescott, does he win enough? Matthew Stafford didn't win enough in Detroit. Josh Allen doesn't win enough. He can't win the big game. Lamar Jackson can't win. All Hurts does is everything that we beg for those quarterbacks to do.
That's right.
And all we want to do is kill them because it doesn't look the same way or the way that we want it. And I've done it before in the past as well. I don't understand why we are obsessed with trying to knock Jalen Hurts right now when he does the only thing that people actually care about.
So what? Is that a hand clap from Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting passionate.
Getting passionate.
So agreed on the leaking of the things, but I sort of push back where he starts bringing up the wins, because if you're the guy yesterday who said that their offense isn't good enough to win the Super Bowl, then like
is he saying playing the way they're playing right now
offense
is not going to be good enough?
Yeah, this offense is not good enough to win the Super Bowl
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would just, you know, but I largely agree with him on the other points.
Now, me?
Yeah.
I'm not a quarterback wins guy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a team thing.
Team wins.
I've always felt that way, but he is the quarterback of all those wins.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
So it says that he has, and I disagree when, I don't know if it was Chuck or somebody else that brought up, the team is winning. He's not as important, or they can find somebody else to do that. Yeah. That sounds good on paper. And I love Tanner, so I don't want to make this about Tanner.
Yeah, because we think Tanner can play.
Yeah. Until you have to play in Philadelphia, till you're under the spotlight, till all of your play is scrutinized.
Sure, yeah.
To everything you do. Even though as hard as you're trying, you think you're doing as best you can, ain't good enough for us.
When the wide receiver is posting an Instagram comment, that seems like it's about you.
You play in this city?
Right.
Can't play in Philadelphia.
That is certainly one of Jalen Hurts's assets, that he seems unaffected by it. 215-592-9494. You know, the Black Friday is a week from tomorrow, But at National Appliance Warehouse, it doesn't matter because they've extended Black Friday till now, Jack.
That's right, big fella. They did.
Thanks, big fella.
Big fella.
They did.
Here we go.
They did. So the Black Friday mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. They say it's not what it used to be, but that's not the case. They started early. They said, screw it. We're not waiting. You don't have to get up at 4 a.m. to get to National Appliance Warehouse.
No, what kind of psycho does that?
It's ridiculous. They are just taking out that portion of it.
Yes.
And then they're bringing you, again, up to 40% off on over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. So you're getting a great deal right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You've probably heard us talk about it. You're sitting in your sad kitchen right now listening to us.
Damn,
and you're saying,
sad kitchen?
It's a sad kitchen. Everyone's talking about it. Yeah. Everyone in the neighborhood's like, have you been over to their sad kitchen?
Yep.
Upgrade your appliances now and get the National Appliance Warehouse. The Black Friday mega sale underway right now. So 100 brands, all that good stuff. And on top of everything else at National Appliance Warehouse, you're getting an unbeatable customer experience. It's something that Mark Stemacken truly believes in when he built National Appliance Warehouse is a difference-making culture. There's no leaks out of National Appliance Warehouse.
No, I can attest to it. I went in there and, you know, you spend a bunch of money on appliances. It could be nerve-wracking or whatever. You know, yeah. National Appliance Warehouse, the whole process is very easy.
Yeah, make the whole experience stress-free.
Yes.
That's what they do at National Appliance Warehouse. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Brian in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's up, big fella?
All right.
This is going to become a thing.
Yep. Now, let me ask you this. Hold on one sec, Brett. I don't think I've met Mayock in person. Is he, because I'm not a big fella, you know, 5'11", 153. Yeah. Is Mayock a big fella?
Not in terms of what you would think is a big fella, but he's bigger than you.
Well, that's
yeah. Well, that's not saying.
Yeah,
well,
it's pretty long list.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. Yeah. 6'3", 240.
No, yeah, he screams like what? 5'11", a little stocky, a little bit, but in shape, older guy.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure if I call
you're
him
not
big
a big fella.
Yeah, that is why it sounds sarcastic when he calls me a big fella. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Brian, go ahead.
So, what's going on, guys? So, I just thought it was funny with Chuck's call. Like, one thing, him and a lot of people bring up this money, that Jalen Hurts isn't worth the money. Like, he's not even the top 10 highest paid quarterback. I think we all could agree he's at least top 10 quarterback. He's not even the top 10 highest paid. So, this money argument that everyone brings up from 3 years ago whenever he got paid, it ain't the same thing now. Mm-mm. And another thing Chuck said, and a lot of people like to say, is that Jalen is getting carried or they're winning in spite of him. And it's like, trust me, I'm a big Jalen guy. I'm not like OG Wade, though. I know he hasn't played well as of recent. But if you look at we're 8-2, and no, I'm not like, oh, he's just wins guy. But if you're picking an MVP from this season, it's pretty hard to. The bar's not high, but he's right up there in one of the three MVPs of this team. Why were this? Because it's not the wide receivers. It's not the offensive line. It's not Saquon. As of before 2 weeks ago, the defense has been average at best. So it's like, who is the reason we're winning? Because the coaching's been all right, but it's like, Jalen has been MVP at least half the games.
Don't you think, though, Brian, that if you're saying that Jalen can be important and an MVP, even if he's not playing particularly well, couldn't you just say the same thing about the coaches? I mean, they're winning the games. They're winning the games, right? I agree. You know, so I think, and Jalen is ninth,
I think right now in terms of average average per year on a quarterback. I think that the issue that Chuck brought up is less so where he sits and more so when you're talking about team building, because when you look at those quarterbacks that are paid a lot of them that are in his range, you know, both before him and after him, you would say that it's tough for that team, aside from the big guys, the Burrow, Allen, you know, Mahomes, you start looking at the Goff and Purdy and Herbert and Kyler Murray and Cousins and that sort of stuff. And you say to yourself, are those teams, even though that's the going rate for the quarterback, is that too much for the what that quarterback is bringing? Not that they're not good quarterbacks. We all think Jared Goff is a good quarterback. But if Jared Goff was making $15 million a year, maybe that team would be even better, you know, because they could build around it. So I think Jalen's a good quarterback, and this is just sort of the going rate. But from a team-building perspective, I do think it is interesting that, and I think Chuck was right to a certain extent that I do think teams are trying to win when the quarterback is on their first contract or with a quarterback that they can get sort of a deal on, the Darnolds and the Bakers and the Daniel Jones. So I agree with you. He's a good player and he deserves a lot of credit for winning. I do think moving forward from a team building perspective with all the players they have to pay, if paying any quarterback that amount, if that quarterback isn't one of the highest end quarterbacks, which I don't think Jalen is, whether it's the right way to distribute the money.
So real quick, and like I like Chuck, he's a good caller, great personality, but he did say that Jalen would win his second Super Bowl being a three, and they're going to get rid of him next year.
He did.
And he's the one who would flip flop that if Jalen Hurts is playing well, he'd be booty clapping for him in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yep. But for him to just. I just think his opinion was way out of whack. And for him and for all these other people who want Jalen Hurts out, I'm just saying be careful what you wish for, because a lot of players have been paid. A lot of coaches have been getting new jobs. I remember last year this time, no one thought Kellen Moore was getting a job anywhere, and he got a head coaching job. I'm just saying to all these guys, talking, everyone, just be careful what you wish for getting rid of him.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brian, why don't you give us for next question to give us a perfect 10.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that is a fantastic answer.
And let me just say this.
Yeah.
Real quick.
About Scarlett Johansson or Jalen?
No, about the money. Scarlett Johansson, nice.
Yes.
Yeah. But the money?
Yeah.
If we think Quinyon Mitchell was going to get top five money.
Yep.
What do you think Cooper DeJean is going to get? Top five money?
I don't know. Well,
Jalen Carter's getting top five money. So all these players we keep talking about, young players, they can't pay everybody anyway.
That is absolutely
true.
There's
no way you can pay everybody on defense and pay everybody on offense.
No. Well, especially Jalen Phillips is up.
Yep.
If he goes off, he looks great so far. N'Kobe's up.
Yep.
Eventually, Jahad Campbell. You know, I mean,
Jalen Phillips.
That was the first one I brought up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
There you go. There you go. You got me.
Well, you got the Jalen Carter still.
Yes.
Right? And then I'll talk about the two corners. Like, if you're going to, we're going to lose Reed Blankenship, or are you paying him?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't pay everybody anyway.
Right. They'll have to make decisions.
Yeah.
I also think,
that's
well.
That's why you got to keep drafting well.
Well, and from a, you know, they've always been a team that will spend cash that helps them from the cap standpoint. One cash expenditure that went out there this past year was Saquon. And
yep.
That is a, you know, it's a, $40 million, really,
yeah,
over the next 2 years, in addition to the $10 million he was getting. You ain't none of the skill players. In fact, we're all happy they paid all these skill players. None of these skill players are earning, are certainly make any sense for the production
you're
getting.
That's a great point right there.
Saquon, you're not getting the production. I know they're extenuating factors for everything.
For everybody.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But when you bring up Saquon, he has $100 million worth of offensive linemen in front of him.
Right, who also probably not producing. And yep. Skill players, AJ doesn't have $30 million money.
Numbers.
Devontae does not.
Yep.
Jalen certainly does not either.
Yep.
None of the skill players do. So, you know, I don't know. We'll be, if they don't win the Super Bowl, you know, it's going to be an interesting offseason either way.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a more interesting offseason if they fall short.
But you know the Eagles don't do start over.
No. Not start over. Just like, how are they going to manage? Who stays, who goes? You know?
Right. No, yeah. I totally agree. My only thing is, but when you have an unknown at the quarterback position, you're essentially starting over.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what he's going to do.
No, no. The Tanner McKee thing is like, you don't want, nobody wants anybody to get injured. If you're the Eagles, there has to be part of you is like, man, I wish we had a five game stretch that we could see him in real NFL action.
I think Tanner is there as trade bait.
You think so?
Yes. I think that's why they brought Sam Howell here. You can keep Sam Howell as your backup quarterback. They have to recuperate some of those draft picks they've given up.
Sure.
So, like, how do you do that? Like, that means you got to trade somebody in order to get some of those draft picks back.
For sure.
So I think Tanner could be trade bait for a team out there.
Yeah. That team will have an opportunity to extend him before he's got 1 year left on his deal. Mm-hmm. Extend him before he proves anything.
Not that I want Tanner traded. I'm just saying.
Well, who's going to do the players' lounge when Cam Jurgens gets a concussion?
Sam Howell.
Right.
Nice. Cam Jurgens did practice today.
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
he did.
Good.
That's actually great news. Yeah. Bad news for Willie Lampkin.
Yeah, fast Willie Lampkin. Maybe not the week. Yep.
Yep.
So did we? Did somebody say Cam Jurgens had a concussion?
He did.
Yes.
Yeah.
On top of the knee thing.
Yeah, he was on the list yesterday for a concussion.
It was
officially confirmed.
And everything else.
Yeah, we got word very early that he had a concussion, but we didn't see it reported anywhere. So he thought maybe he was trying to avoid talking to Hugh on the players' lounge, but it turns out
it's totally understandable.
Well, if he's going to be Mr. Reckless Speculation, it's going to be a lot harder to get players' lounge people.
So true.
So
I gotta talk to you about
that. Yeah, yeah.
You're hurting the brand, brother.
We're talking to Tanner McKee again on the Players Lounge tonight.
Yeah, Willie Lampkins tonight on the Players Lounge. What's coming up in the top 5 of 5, Jack?
Man, best things I've seen in the last day, baby.
Oh, we're back.
A lot of things we've been monitoring, including one of our favorites, who we've been monitoring, dropped another gem last night on the old broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. Something's happened tonight at Citizens Bank Park. So they're having the Philly Sleepout, which benefits Covenant House. Covenant House, great organization that helps youth homelessness in the area. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to raise $1 million for this tonight. So a bunch of people will be sleeping outside at Citizens Bank Park. But we will have a couple of our own there. TK is going to do his show from Citizens Bank Park tonight until 2 a.m. And then John Johnson going to do Snack of the Night right there.
Oh my God.
At Citizens Bank Park. So John Johnson will be there too, trying to raise money for Covenant House.
Creeping everybody out.
Oh yeah. Although everyone's going to leave.
Everyone's gonna be sleeping. And yes. Say, what the hell is that?
If you want to donate, it is a great cause. Go to phillies.org. Again, that is, sleepoutphillies.org. Once again, the website is sleepoutphillies.org. Great event tonight to raise money for Covenant House, and that is the Philly Sleepout at Citizens Bank Park. If you're doing it, make sure you say hi to TK and John Johnson.
And we just got audio of John Johnson. This is going to happen on his show tonight.
It is probably 5 inches.
All right. Oh, man. The top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.